Hi, and welcome to the December podcast for the AES Journal. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. We open this month with a message from the editor, John van der Kooi, who recognizes the valuable contribution made by those who reviewed papers for the journal over the past year. Noting recent initiatives such as the appointment of associate technical editors in various fields, he welcomes Eddie Brixen as the new ATE for audio forensics. Finally, he points to the possibility of introducing more application-oriented papers in the future, perhaps in the form of a web-based publication, and reminds readers that they can comment on journal papers and articles by joining the online forum. You can read a report on the 37th International Conference on Class D Power Amplification in this month's issue. Class D amplifier buffs will also find some of the latest research from the Danish conference summarized in Francis Rumsey's feature article, where integration and mobile applications are among the main themes. There's also a report on the 127th convention held recently in New York, and you can order MP3s or papers of many of the presentations using the form provided. If you're thinking of contributing to this year's conference on spatial audio in Tokyo in October, you'll also find the call for papers in this month's issue. From time to time, the Society's Board of Governors needs new members to contribute voluntarily to the running of the organization. If you know someone that might be interested and willing to serve, perhaps even yourself, you'll find a nomination form in the December issue. The same goes for awards nominations, which are invited as well. If you prefer, you can complete the nomination form that you'll find on our website. In a research paper from Ronald Art and Augustus Jensen, you can read about estimating the velocity profile and acoustical quantities of a harmonically vibrating loudspeaker membrane. The authors explore a method to perform sound pressure computations for circular radiators that have non-uniform velocity profiles. They explain that velocity profiles of various drivers can be approximated so as to allow far-field response and off-axis behavior to be extrapolated without requiring the use of anechoic rooms. Angus Martin and his colleagues delve into the problem of evaluating spatialized augmented reality audio, showing how acoustically transparent earpieces can be used to allow environmental sounds to be heard directly, while the virtual reality is created electronically. Listeners were found to be able to localize virtual sound sources as accurately as when using earphones, and there was only minor degradation of their ability to localize real sounds. Applications for augmented reality audio include assistance for the visually impaired, guidance systems, teleconferencing, and games. We can expect to hear more about this technology as electronic communication becomes widely integrated with everyday life. If you ever try to speak or do anything rhythmical while listening to yourself on headphones with a delay, you'll know that at some delays it becomes virtually impossible to stay on track. This is similar to the topic tackled by Snorre Farner and his colleagues, where they investigate ensemble hand clapping under the influence of delay in various acoustic environments. The problem is particularly relevant when ensembles of musicians want to cooperate over the internet, which can introduce substantial delays. The authors studied the effect of delay on tempo change, imprecision, leader-follower strategies, and quality, varying the delay from 6 to 68 milliseconds and determining acceptable delay thresholds. Finally, we offer an engineering report from Leonardo Nunes and his colleagues on FlexSM, a flexible sinusoidal modeling system implemented in MATLAB. FlexSM is said to offer a graphical user interface and a report generator to aid system configuration and visual assessment of the results. To all our members and readers, we wish a prosperous and happy new year. We always welcome new members to the Society. If you'd like to join, visit aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening.